Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car, because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
In our last episode, Ignatius told Lawrence, James, and Feynman that he should be nominated to serve on the Public Accountability and Oversight Committee, but they showed a preference for Unique. An altercation ensued between Lawrence and Ignatius when Ignatius referred to Divine's infidelity. Cecil and Lucille discussed the voting process and then visited the same restaurant at which the men were hanging out and witnessed the fight between Ignatius and Lawrence. Feynman took Lawrence away, but Lucille made snide remarks to James about his company, and he very angrily retorted. Right now, Divine and Brian are at a local spot.
You enjoying the food, Divine?
Yes, Brian. The food here is always good. This mac and cheese is the best. Yummy.
Yeah.
Thanks for this, babe. It's been so stressful lately. Now my father and father-in-law are fighting in public over me. I'm just so tired.
Sorry, babes.
So embarrassing. Everybody's talking about it.
I got you. No worries.
Maybe I should just file for the divorce and just get it over with. They won't have a need to fight anymore.
Well, you know I can be there for you. You know I love you. And I want a future with
my
you.
My nephew! Oh, hey, Uncle Simon.
Mind if I join you?
Divine?
We're not staying much longer anyway.
So, you two are reuniting, huh? How's that going?
We good, Unc.
You're divorcing Ignatius' son?
That's none of your business.
So I shouldn't say welcome to the family?
She's a beautiful addition to the family.
I agree.
Flattery will get you nowhere with me.
Love you, babes.
So, Miss Divine, I noticed your organization had a big to-do for First Oil.
Yes, and?
You been watching fireworks, Uncle?
What am I, 12? The whole event, in my opinion, was a waste of time. The government could have found something better to do with that money.
The government? Who told you the government paid for that?
Taxpayers fund all sorts of ridiculous activities in this country.
First of all, it was not a ridiculous activity. Guyana will never have First Oil again. And it was ExxonMobil that paid for everything.
But I'm sure they will cost recover it from their share of the oil proceeds. Isn't that so?
Mr. Simon, before you jump to these conclusions, you really should do some research. That money will not be cost recovered.
Well, you can say anything. I mean, you work there.
I have no reason to lie. The first oil event at the Marriott and the fireworks in the seawall were all funded by ExxonMobil, and that money will not be cost recovered. I mean, come on. Should we have let the fact that we have first oil pass with nothing significant to celebrate it?
Nah, man. We had to do something. It's historic.
And I agree. It's historic. I just think people deserved more.
First it was a waste of time and now the people deserve more? Which is it?
What I'm saying is that, look, okay. Who were the people who got invited to the Marriott? All the big ones, while all the people got were fireworks, right?
So, Mr. Simon, you expected that the entire country should have been invited to the Marriott? A population of over 750,000 people?
Nah, bruds, that's impossible.
So, who are these special invitees?
Members of civil society, parliamentarians, business people.
I am a businessman. Why wasn't I invited?
Now we get to the bottom of it. You have a personal issue.
I'm just asking. What qualified these business people who were invited?
Do you have businesses currently operating in Guyana?
I ran a successful construction company for over 30 years.
In America, right?
Matters not. I have the experience. I am a valuable asset.
You and my father-in-law really feel you're entitled just because you're a wealthy businessman. It doesn't work that way.
I'm sure you will tell me how.
The business people that were invited are those who contributed to the development of Liza Phase 1. Did you invest any money in that?
You see, young, you got to get the inside info.
I still stand by my position. Something else should have been done for the people. Fireworks wasn't enough.
Nah, I disagree, uncle. Them fireworks was the truth. And if you see people out there...
Couldn't have been that many.
It's estimated that over 30,000 people witnessed the fireworks.
Sick.
Anyway, Mr. Simon, if not fireworks, what would you have suggested?
Give the money to the people.
Now you're just sounding ridiculous.
Well, of course I would to you.
Like I said, Guyana will never have first oil again, and we needed to do something to celebrate the occasion. We expected that the pessimists would have something to say about it. I mean, I bet you also believe that the oil should have been left in the ground, right?
Actually, no, I don't believe that. Oil is a natural resource. I just think there are better ways to go about things.
Well, since you're an expert, why don't you volunteer your services? I mean, you ran a successful construction business for over 30 years, right? That certainly qualifies you to be an expert in all things oil, right?
I never said I was an expert.
I thought so. Brian, let's go.
I can see you, uncle. Me, you have got an answer for everything.
I must admit, I'm impressed. What is she doing with you?
Unc, you must dip on you, Medi, you know.
I'd rather Divine answer that. What do you see in my nephew? This guy's the epitome of good for nothing.
And yet still he's a far better man than you. Come on, Brian.
I can catch you later on.
She's spicy. My nephew is no match for her. They won't last.
It's 1 minute to R9 right now in Guyana.
Oh, Alexis, I'm so happy, babes. I want to come and y'all going to bring you home. All right, good. Tell Malachi hi for me. All right, bye-bye.
Our baby Hannah is coming home?
Yes, the doctor said I can discharge her next week.
Oh, praise the Lord. This family had enough.
You know, right? I tell you, the Lilia going to be a force to reckon with. She really fight.
It's so nice watching her grow. Ah, my heart is overjoyed.
I know. I still can't believe I'm a grandmother.
Can you imagine in about a year she will be running around this house?
Well, maybe she'll be running around in America since Malachi will be taking them back with him.
Oh, gosh. I really hope that Alexis comes to visit often. I will really miss them.
Yes, me too. I'm sure it won't be a problem for her to come at least 3 times a year. And we can go and visit them too.
Oh, yes. That will be great.
Hi, son.
Denzel, Look how you sweating, my boy.
Well, the heat ain't easy out there.
Where you been?
By the polling station to make sure our name's on the list.
Oh, shoot. You know, since last week I said I need to go and check.
Nah, not to worry, man. All of our names are there.
Beautiful.
Thanks for checking, Denzel. Election morning, I will be the first one in the line to beat the crowd and the heat.
I can be right there with you, Auntie Myrtle.
I'm so hype about voting for the first time in general election. To go through the whole experience. Man, I can't wait.
You know what you gotta do, though.
Mommy, who you gonna ask me, though? You know as a man, I'm always doing my research.
I know, son.
First thing is to join the line at the polling station.
Well, that's a given.
Well, hold on, Auntie Myrtle.
We listening.
Then you present your national ID to the polling clerk.
Which reminds me, I ran into Coretta and she told me she's working election day.
Well, I'm glad she finds something to do. Cause Satan does fine work for the lands.
Indeed. Anyway, Denzel. You're telling us about the voting process.
After you give them your ID, the polling clerk checks to make sure your name is on the official list of electors, then announces your serial number, name, and other particulars, ticks off your serial number, then sends you to the assistant presiding officer.
Then the officer verifies the information and checks to make sure no ink is on your finger, then displays the national ID to the polling agent.
Mommy.
I remember a little thing from when I used to work for the election. You feel it's you alone, no?
And if I remember correctly, that's where they give you the ballot paper, right?
Yes.
Actually, they give you back your ID card and write your serial number on the counterfoil of the ballot paper. Then they detach the ballot paper from the counterfoil.
Oh.
You put your X wherever you want to. One time for the general election and one time for the regional.
Actually, they have to stamp the 6-digit number at the top and bottom of the back of the ballot paper. Display it to the polling agents, then instruct you how to vote.
Oh, yes. I forgot the part. They'll show you how to fold the paper now, right?
Exactly.
Actually, with all that, you might believe it's a long process.
No, man. Once everything running smoothly, quick time you get to vote.
Well, you still have to collect the ballot paper, then be directed to the voting compartment and ballot clerk.
And the ballot clerk
places a tick near the serial number to indicate that a ballot was issued and advises all others to do the same.
Okay.
Then you go in and vote?
Yep. And once you're done, you fold your ballot and go back to the ballot clerk.
Who will then ask you to display the ballot so that the 6-digit number can be seen on both sides, right?
Yes, Mommy.
Wait, I remember something else.
And then it's time to ink you up, no?
Yeah, Auntie Myrtle. You put your right index finger in the ink and drop your ballot paper same time in the ballot box, and then you're done.
Well, I for one can't wait to cast my vote. I will be exercising my democratic right.
All eligible Guyanese should, because voting is power.
I hope the young people realize the power in voting. The process is a fairly simple one. You get a say in what happens in your country.
Exactly, Auntie Myrtle.
I really should have worked this election, you know. I didn't even think about it. Anyway, the salon got me so busy. Which reminds me, I need to start heading down there. I have a client I have to meet at 3 o'clock.
I need to take a little rest. You see, when your body is getting old. Yeah.
With this heat, that's all of us, Auntie Myrtle. It drains you.
This is why I have to make sure I am first in line on elections day.
Me too.
Well, y'all probably have to go out there at least by 5. The polling station opens at 6.
Even if we have to overnight, we gonna be early. On the 2nd of March, we voting as a family.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Guyana! Guyana! Get ready to cast your vote for the party of your choice in the general and regional elections on the 2nd of March 2020. Check for your name on the list and know your polling station. Have no fear. The voting process is simple. Place your X in the box provided next to the party of your choice. It is your right to vote. Make it your responsibility. Remember, your vote is secret. Your vote matters. A message from the Guyana Elections Commission.